All right, folks, I have been talking up this interview and really excited because you guys may or may not have heard that Thrill the World, the zombie dance event, is back in Carbondale this Saturday, October 29th at 4 o'clock at Carbondale Branch Library. And I am now joined live in studio by three guests who are going to tell us about it. We're going to start with Alexandra, and you say Jerkunica.
I say Jerkunica.
Jerkunica.
However, that's not exactly how it's pronounced in Croatia, but that's my attempt.
And Anthony, you say Jerkunica.
Yes, Jerkunica.
Jerkunica. Uh-huh. And so Alexandra and Anthony run Coordination Bonedale Ballet, and Anthony is the executive director and instructor in Pilates, yoga, and ballet. Alexandra, artistic director and teacher. You instruct
Pilates and ballet.
Pilates and ballet as well. And then we're also joined by Debbie Brule.
Yep.
And you are a local dancer. Participated last year in Thrill the World, the thriller dance off around town, and you're back for more.
I am back for more. I'm a returning zombie.
All right. So let's start with how did this thing get started? So Carbondale participated for the first time last year?
Yes, correct. And so last year, the Carbondale Branch Library approached us to ask us if we'd be interested in collaborating with them for the first year for Thrill the World. And this is all a worldwide synchronized dance event. Formed by a gal in Canada. And so we said yes right away, and we provide the rehearsal space, and I had the lovely opportunity again this year as well to learn and then teach the original thriller choreography to these local participants. They just hear about it. It's word of mouth, and they come join. We rehearse once a week. We've been doing it for since the first week of September. So thank you to the Carbondale Branch Library for getting us on board. And I think we're hooked. I feel like we're going to be doing this every year. And it's just feeling like I feel the buzz this week.
So I've heard that last year this was something that took place around town. It wasn't like you guys got together, performed the song once in coordination with folks all around the world, and then went home. It's this moment at 4 o'clock where you're doing this in synchronicity with folks around the world, and then it continues around town.
Correct. Yes. So we have the main event on Thrill the World Day, and this year it's October 29th, 4 p.m. And so all around the world, everybody that's involved, officially involved, will be dancing at the same hour. And then it's up to individual groups like ourselves if we decide we want to go do a flash mob, which we've already done a couple. That's what we end up doing because we have this rush of adrenaline. We're so ready to perform again and show more people. And, you know, we're dressed up and we're just so in the mood. So that's our plan. We're going to be flash mobbing again on Saturday. I'm not going to say. Hopefully you'll be at the correct place at the correct hour. But
And so you're starting out behind the library on the lawn, not inside the library.
Correct. Outside on the lawn behind the library.
And then taking it from there. And you said this is something that's happening worldwide. Is there some sort of record at stake here? What's the...
Yes, every year the founder, Ines Markalovich, I probably didn't pronounce that right, but the founder of Thrill the World, she attempts every year to break her own record of the most zombies performing and dancing together in sync. So it varies. I was reading up on little history about that, and it varies every year. I've read from like 6,000 zombies doing it to 10,000 to 13, so... It is. She always hopes to beat her own records every year, is what I've learned. So it's pretty exciting.
And Anthony, you guys have been doing rehearsals now for weeks and weeks.
Yes.
And so what's the number looking like? How many zombies are you confident you'll have? Of course, there could be more at the last minute.
Yeah, they tend to pop up in the most unlikely places at the most unlikely times.
So. Dang you, zombies!
Yeah. You know, so we started off with a group of, I would say, probably 20 or 30, mm-hmm. and then they have sort of filtered in and out, and it's you know, they might circulate back around. I think they multiply when they get together, you know.
And are you guys seeking donations of brains, or do you need other nutrients for your zombies?
Yeah, livers and you know, hearts. I mean, you know, I think Michael Jackson espoused to a lot of, you know, hearts in a way, as a performer. I mean, he was one of the first people to get into people's homes in the 60s. And, you know, in a way, broke a lot of, you know, religious and ethnic and cultural barriers. You see what I mean? So in a way, I think, you know, the Zombies are really a manifestation of, you know, this kind of dark side, this kind of, you know, Jungian shadow side of ourselves.
Nice.
And I think they, you know, that's what makes it so fun, is you get to deal with that kind of, you know, persona. And because it exists, you know, maybe in all of us, right? You know, or to some degree. And I think there's a, you know, playful side, and you see that happening, you know, with younger kids that maybe weren't a part of that cultural phenomenon that later morphed, you know, and they see his work and they just go crazy. I mean, they're super, you know, excited by it. So anyway, sorry for the, you know, I hope too many sleeping pills or no-dos weren't having to be used to listen to that.
But. No. I mean, you know, I think for me, I was one when Thriller came out. So I don't, you know, remember its debut, but the music video was pretty revolutionary for its time. I mean,
yeah.
this is something that for those of us, anyone who was an 80s baby or, you know, or older, and certainly many people since, have sort of picked up on this as this cultural phenomenon that's never gone away. It sort of reminds me of Rocky Horror Picture Show, that it still persists to this day, you know?
Exactly. And you know, there's different ways, you know, we can pay homage to different people, you know, in a religious sense or a, you know, intellectual sense or a, you know, cultural sense, but also, you know, in a movement sense. And I think, you know, Michael Jackson's genius just, you know, kind of has seeped down through and will continue to seep down through the ages that way, you know? So
that's Anthony. I'm going to try this again. Yerkonitsa?
Yeah, that's perfect.
And Alexandra Jerkunica. No, yeah. Dang it.
Same name. You right. could say it
but
the exact
what's your English?
Jerkunica.
Okay. And then, Debbie, talk a little bit about your experience last year as a part of this company, so to speak.
Oh, it was so much fun. We had a huge crowd. I was very surprised to see that.
Was that nerve-wracking or were you
happy?
Oh,
no, it just made it fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful fall day and there were lots of people around. So it just added to the energy of our dancing, I think.
And so did you personally sport makeup last year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because someone could just show up in jeans and a t-shirt, but that just wouldn't be the same.
Oh, but that's no fun.
Right.
No, that is part of the fun, is dressing up and... yeah, I actually ended up on the front page of the Soper Sun, and people could not believe it was me.
Ew, horrible person. Gross.
But yeah, that's part of the fun, is dressing up and doing makeup. And yeah, and then we just had so much energy afterwards, we didn't want to stop. So we kept going around and finding new places to dance.
When I think of coordination as a presence culturally and artistically in Carbondale, I think of it as an organization that probably generally would encourage people to sort of let their freak flag fly, you know, kind of get you know, move in and be maybe even, I don't know, modern dance, but like expressionistic. But
yeah.
But this is different because in this case, you're not saying to each of your zombies, hey, go do your own thing. Part of the pride in doing this, and Amy Hatton Marsh, my colleague here in the news department, I believe, danced with you guys last year.
Yes, she did.
And she made it sound like part of the whole niche is that you're trying to get the choreography as perfect as possible. This is not something where everyone's sort of off doing their own thing. You're really all trying to be a synchronized unit of zombies.
Yes, exactly. And if I may comment about that, I think what we're trying to do is tap into people's, you know, like to give a reality check of what dance really takes, you know, to do, to perform and to, you know, work on the technical aspects. And then there's a freedom through the discipline of that, you know, and then when you get to the point where you know the choreography and it's, you're dancing in the music in real time, then as Alex demonstrates really nicely, you know, then the personality can show up and,
right.
You know, and that's the idea. And I think, with coordination, we're branching off into different ways. You know, we realize that zombies need core strength as well. but at the same time, you know, there's what do you do with that core strength? And one of the ways we're branching off is to, you know, do like a dorky dance class. You know, where we encourage people to use whatever technique they have and do really sort of mannered, crazy type movements. I'll be teaching it, of course, but
like the Carlton from Fresh Prince, right? Sort of an iconic bad dance,
right? Exactly. And actually, Debbie and I took place, and we worked with we paired up with Youth Entity, and we taught down at the Glenwood Middle School.
Oh, cool!
And they were good dancers.
Yeah, they were good
dorky dancers.
Yeah, yeah, they were really good. Yeah, yeah, they're good. And you know, and you know, when I mean dorky, I mean sort of like this. You know, like everybody dances around their living room. It's like singing in the shower in their own special way, right? And that's
like
that's
dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, and I think that that's very freeing. So anyway,
I think a lot of people hear the word ballet and they imagine, you know, the Nutcracker or famous pieces, but there's not a lot of widespread awareness of ballet, you know, generally in pop culture. And so I was immediately struck by the idea that, you know, you guys aren't like the Ballet Center for the Arts. You know, it's Bonedale Ballet. Like, you guys are, you've sort of set yourselves up to be a mixture of, yeah, we're going to teach you the real stuff, but it's also this sort of grassrootsy, fun, local flavor to it, right?
Right. Irreverent is a term that's been used.
That's what we usually say about ourselves. Yeah. Yeah.
We really just want to encourage more and more people from age, you know, 2 up to just explore dance and movement. It doesn't have to be the cleanest, most refined ballet. It can be Michael Jackson's Thriller choreography. It could be dorky dance. And it's just, you know, I have to just say, you know, every time I perform Thriller, I get like this new rush of energy and I'm like ready to do it again. And it reminds me why I love performing in front of people, because they give you energy. The music gives you energy and you just can't stop.
And it's also, yeah, we're all doing the same steps and we want to be coordinated, but in a way you have those steps that you know you're going to do, so then you can just be free and be creative and have fun with it. It doesn't feel stiff at all. It's very much about having fun.
So, for example, one of the most iconic moments in Thriller is the roar, right?
Yeah.
So do you guys each do your own different version? Is that kind of like, as long as you're keeping pace with the music, then that's where you get to kind of do your take on it?
Yeah, it's very spontaneous. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's all happening. You know, we all have learned the same choreography in the same order. However, during rehearsals, I do get glimpses of people. I sometimes like to step back and just watch the others and go, oh, look how different that is. And look how unique and how they're bringing their own personality out into the roar. You know, it's, you make those two like claw hands in the air. And everyone I talk to, they're like, oh, it's this one where you put your hands up like that. Yep, that's the Thriller dance.
Yeah, literally just that one pose by itself with no music. People think Thriller.
Yeah,
right?
yeah exactly.
And we all emerge from the dead in our own way when the music starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so folks, this is the Thrill the World worldwide synchronized zombie dance event. It's coming up Saturday afternoon at 4:00 on the lawn behind the Carbondale Library, and then possibly out around town afterwards if folks are downtown.
Yeah.
And so one last thing I want to ask you is just, you know, with the libraries facing a pretty serious budget crunch in this next budget cycle, we've heard something like 30% cuts coming to the library system here. What's it like working with them? It's I mean, I'm a happy library patron myself. I return my things on time. I play by the rules.
Back in 1970, no, just
kidding. I use the online catalog. You know, I mean, I think we have just this amazing library system. And, you know, we here at KDNK, we run a lot of announcements about events the library is doing and stuff. So we know that they're active in the different branches, and they've even given us space to do interviews, like when I had to be in Glenwood for something and the person couldn't come here. But what's it like for you guys as a local organization to take on something that doesn't necessarily seem like a traditional library-type function, let's be honest, you know?
Yeah. Well,
what's it like
speechless
to work with them?
For one thing, you know, Janine, what's...
Janine Stickle,
who is the new director, has
the most
incredible laugh and effervescent personality on the face of the planet. You know, she's great, and she teaches tap at our school.
But, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I think that working with them is, you know, it's inspiring. It's like it was their brainchild, and they wanted to birth this in the environment. And in a way, I think that's what a library does. It's an epicenter of, you know, ideas and
giving birth to zombies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Specifically in Carbondale.
There's a niche, you know, there's a niche. And so it's a niche market. But,
right.
But you know, I think working with them, you know, it's like, you know, it's part of our outreach program. You know, we're not getting much from it. I don't think they are, other than, you know, it's about giving, you know, to the, and we've received... immensely. Can you say anything about it, Alex?
Yeah, it's just been very, very positive both last year and this year. Mora Masters helped us out a bunch last year, and then this year Janine and I have been working together. And also I wanted to be sure to mention that True Media will be doing our video and sound. And thank you, Chris, out there if you're listening. So it's just been really positive, and pretty much the library is my office. Like, that's where I go to do all, you know, the studio work, and I've been printing a bunch of posters for this event, and they're always ready to help, and I love that place. So we're pretty excited to
be
doing this again.
We're honored to be affiliated with them.
Well, we're all pulling for the libraries in a pretty tough fiscal situation, and more on that to come. But Thrill the World Day coming up Saturday. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. Debbie, Alexandra, Anthony, it's been really fun talking to you. And I did dig through our vinyl library here at KDNK and found the vinyl coming all the way back from 1982.
Woohoo!
It's
enjoy
Thriller on KDNK.
Yeehaw.
Thanks.